Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Last April, as the Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded and sank in the Gulf of Mexico, the pipeline snapped off at the wellhead, sending 200 million gallons of crude gushing into the water a mile below. BP officials, desperate for ways to mitigate the disaster, tried a daring environmental experiment. They had workers inject 750,000 gallons of chemical dispersants deep into the underwater plume. It had never been tried before. And only now, 9 months later, do scientists have an idea of what happened to all that dispersant. Nancy Kinner is co-director of the Coastal Response Research Center at the University of New Hampshire.
So what happens to the dispersant is it basically has diluted out as this plume of oil and dispersant has moved away from the wellhead by naturally occurring currents. The dispersant has been diluted and diluted and diluted out as it mixes with the ambient water in the Gulf of Mexico. The whole idea of a dispersant is it's going to take the oil and it's going to help the oil become little droplets of oil that can start moving through the water instead of rising up to the surface, because the surface is where you have most of your productivity, the shrimp, etc.
Typically, the solution to pollution is dilution. And here, they've diluted this dispersant over a vast area. Is that okay?
We don't know what the impact of this substance, this dispersant material, is going to be at low concentrations, very, very low concentrations, over long periods of time. We don't know that. And so that is something that will, like many things about this spill, will remain to be determined over time.
So here we have this dispersant spread out over a vast part of the Gulf of Mexico. Can we clean it up?
I don't think we have any ability to clean up this particular surfactant at part per trillion, or now that was in September. It's probably a lot more dilute now to clean up at those low concentrations. I think it would be impossible because you're talking about very, very small amounts over vast volumes of water.
But it didn't biodegrade. It didn't kind of break down into its component parts?
It doesn't appear to have done that based on what they've shown.
So that's kind of surprising.
Well, there are a couple reasons why I don't think it's surprising. First of all, remember that the organisms are going to eat what's easiest to eat. And oil is a much simpler compound to degrade, the compounds in oil, than this surfactant. Okay? It's like mashed potatoes compared to eating bubble gum.
Yeah, you go after the potatoes.
Go after the potatoes. You got it. And then the other thing that's important is not only how edible it is, but also what concentration it's present in. And so if you think about this as a plate of mashed potatoes, where you have 3 pounds of mashed potatoes, and you have one tiny little tiny teeny piece of ground beef, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you going to gear up to eat? Well, you're going to gear up to eat the mashed potatoes because there are lots of them. And so if you have to make enzymes to degrade it, you're going to go for that. You're not going to go for that one little tiny thing. And so what we find is that when organisms degrade things, it's not only a function of the degradability of the molecule, it's also a function of how abundant the molecule is.
Professor Kinner, if the decision was yours now, you had another oil disaster in the ocean. Would you use dispersants deep below the surface, knowing what we know now?
I think it would depend on the situation. So, for example, if this was way out in the middle of the ocean, probably not, because way out in the middle of the ocean, you're far away from productive coastal waters, that kind of thing. Even if the wind blew for days at a time, it would probably not have the oil reach the land. But if we were talking about a deep water horizon-like situation where the winds were predominantly pushing the oil onshore and where there was a lot of reproduction going on of key species in the coastal waters and in the marshes, I think the only alternative would be to disperse that oil in the subsurface. because you have so much risk to populations and ecosystems on shore.
Professor Nancy Kinner is co-director of the Coastal Response Research Center at the University of New Hampshire. Professor Kinner, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Just ahead, testing a sewage system that can endure a Wisconsin winter. It's designed like a Russian doll and shaped like an Eskimo home. Keep listening to Living on Earth.